So, I was just reading my feed reader before I left for the night, and I discovered that Build and Analyze, a podcast on 5x5 that Marco Arment and Dan Benjamin do weekly, I think on Mondays. Well, I just discovered that it's going to be ending officially on December 17th. So what that gives them a few more Friday, a few more Mondays or Tuesdays, so maybe three or four more. And well, I'm just quite surprised that the show is ending. So one of the things that I don't find it repetitive like Marco finds it. I don't see it that way. I just don't like that he covers just one topic, and only because he only covers iOS development, but mostly because he's so ingrained and entrenched into this very particular world of iOS and Apple products. He reviews other things, but there's just a tone that he follows through with everything, and I'm not going for this fair angle. I'm just saying that it's a little tough for me to listen to his show with a completely unbiased lens. Anyway, well, his show is ending, which it's terrible that it's ending, but if he's going to go on to be guests on other shows and maybe even start up a different type of a show with a different topic or subject, that would be great too. I hope to see something from him on 5x5. I like hearing about what he's doing. I like hearing about his perspective of development because he's not only an iOS developer, he's also done PHP work, which is what I like doing, kind of, mostly. I try. And, well, you know, stuff. Well, I'm just really surprised that he's ending. And one other thing, I found it interesting that he's ending a show and announcing it on a Sunday morning, as opposed to, you know, during the day on a show. I'm sure he'll talk about it on the show tomorrow or today or whenever, but it's just interesting that he's just doing it suddenly. Also, I found it interesting that he decided to end his show a few days, you know, after, so to say, that ATN allegedly decided to end its show, even though we didn't. Yeah, a lot of weird things, so I don't know. I'm just surprised. Not really sad about it, but it's just sad that yet another one of the main high-profile 5x5 shows, podcasts, is just suddenly ending after no, like, communication from the fans, from the audience. I'm sure he'll get plenty of feedback from it, about it in the coming days and month, but yeah. Well then.